Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless your name, O Lord. We exalt you, O Lord. We bless your holy name today. We exalt you, O Lord. Hallelujah. We honor your name, O God. We worship you, O God. We glorify your name, O God. Hallelujah, we bless your name. We glorify your name. We honor your name, O God. We don't know the most shocker than you, H.A.K.
She was so sick, had a blood disease. God changed her blood type. The doctors didn't know what to do. That's unheard of.
Amen.
Change her blood type.
Amen.
Others had cancer, and their cancer disappeared. There was one after another talked about this instrument of God's glory and how she touched their lives. She may not have ever seen them. But she picked up the phone. You know, y'all been using the glory to God. I know we don't start like this, but I just got to say this. You know, y'all, cause some of y'all use the telephone to gossip. Come on now. You know who I'm talking about. Some of y'all use the phone to spread negative stuff. She used the phone to pray for folks she never saw in her life. She was available. Not just from 9 to 5, glory to God, or not just from 5 to 9, but she was available 24 hours. You call her at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, 7 a.m., 12, whatever, she'll pray for you. There are some folks that the people that prayed, she prayed for. She used to have a noonday prayer. People that came to her noonday prayer, many of them are pastors and bishops today, and the seed was planted through this little lady. I think she was, she was 4'11"? 5'3", okay. Well, one of my daughters called her Munchkin, you know?
I don't even know she was that tall.
Yeah, I don't know, praise God. But she was 10 feet tall in the spirit, hallelujah. We praise God. So if you see something different about our service today, it's called fallout. Glory to God. It's called collateral blessings. You heard about warfare, you got collateral damage. This is collateral blessings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look, you heard somebody talk about the chip off the old block. Hallelujah. You talk about people being infected with something. We are infected with the glory and majesty of God moving through Mother Bertha Marie Johnson.
Yes.
Can I get an amen, somebody?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Oh, by the way, hallelujah. You join. You join. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So gracious. The Sunday. Into the, I'm out of breath, y'all. The Sunday International Victory Service of the Pentecost Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. And before I forget it, and before we go any further, we're going to have Pastor Peaches, if you would, give our housekeeping suggestions. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Get your Bible. Get your textbook. Which is your textbook, which it is the Word of God. Hallelujah. Get your composition notebook and your pencils, your ink pens, whatever you're going to write with. Hallelujah. You never know what God's going to do, what he's going to drop in your spirit, what light he's going to turn on while you're listening to the pastor give the Word of God. And you want to be able to write down all the scriptures so you can feast on them for the coming week. Hallelujah. Get your communion elements, your crackers, your toast, your bread, your juice, your water, whatever you're going to use for those for the symbols of the bread and the bread and body of Jesus. And hallelujah, hallelujah. We are now back to having live service. Hallelujah. And tune in to us on Wednesday evening at 7. Hallelujah, so we can continue feasting on the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Am I missing
anything, Pastor? I'm missing anything
else. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah.
But that's why what we must always do what is pleasing to the Father. And I was thinking of words. And we may not know. I know one time my husband said, in praying times, he said this. He said, we must be holy eavesdroppers. So imagine yourself on an elevator, and you, it's not like you can ignore somebody else's conversation. You know, not unless you're in conversation of your own, but you hear two people saying, oh, yeah, I need such and such, and oh, my goodness, and the money done ran out, and the children need this, and this, 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 that. And, you know, and you able to bless that person with whatever they're saying that they're in need of, that's being a holy eavesdropper. And, you know, we should always, another thing about words, we should always speak what is edifying and words that can minister words to the healer, to the hearer. We are, we as children of God, we are always supposed to speak words that are healing, words that are edifying, words that will minister grace. You know, and I thank God for this time in my life, people doing that to me, and I thank God my mom was an example of that. She never allowed us to gossip on the phone. She never allowed us to even mention another person's name on the phone and in a gossiping way. If she thought we were gossiping on the phone, we had to cut it. Nope. You had to let her know, Mom, we're not gossiping. The conversation is about such and such. Oh, okay. Because she always wanted her house, her phone, to be set, to be pleasing unto the Lord, to be, everything had to be sanctified unto God, so that, you know, it's thanks to God. And when you live a life like that, you can always get a prayer through. You can't live a life shimmering, or shaking, doing it, whatever you want to do, any and everywhere. And then when somebody needs prayer, expect to get a prayer through. You had to live a life holy and pleasing and sanctified unto God, so that when someone calls you 2 o'clock in the morning, when someone calls you 3 o'clock in the morning, you're able to touch heaven. Hallelujah. And this is the life that we want to live for Jesus. We don't know who we're going to meet in the street, in the supermarket, in the subway station, on the corner or whatever, and someone say, Miss, I need prayer. Saints of God, the world is hungry for the living bread. Hallelujah. And we have what they need. We have what they need. So as you go out into the public, be that holy eavesdropper. Look for that one that needs prayer. Hallelujah. You won't know. If these people are not in constant communication with you, you won't know what their life is like, what their needs are. Hallelujah. But you can bless them. That's why we have to live a life that's sanctified and holy unto God. Let our every being be sanctified and holy unto God, and let our words not be, I'm talking about the tongue now. Because in 1 Peter, it talks about the tongue being a world of fire. And it's just like the rudder of the ship. Is it 1 Peter or 1 Timothy? I think it was
1 James.
James. Thank you. Yeah. I think it's James 4. It talks about that tongue being like a rudder, being able to, of the ship, being able to turn the ship to and fro, or right and left. And don't you know, it's able to get you to certain places. Don't you know? And it can cause damage.
Yeah.
Our tongue can do that. So therefore, we must always speak words of sanctification, words of even though we minister the reconciliation. That's the kind of words we must speak. We must speak life. We must speak life to situations. If somebody bring you a situation that a negativity, ask God how to turn it around. Ask God how to turn around, and you can even share with that person how you can breathe life into that situation that's going in the opposite direction. Hallelujah. And then you'll be able to even help to draw that person to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You be the positive one.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And when you cross over, hallelujah, someone be able to say, hey, this person spoke life to me. This person spoke. In the passing of my mom, so many people had told us how they may have had a miscarriage, and my mom prayed for them, and they were able to, the Lord was able to bless them with another child. One lady had six children after she lost one, and my mother prayed for her. I have to ask the Lord, okay, whoa, kind of close up the womb right now. I mean,
yeah,
no babies, but I tell you. But God is a God of more than enough.
More than enough. Hallelujah.
When we pray to him, he's able to do exceeding abundantly above.
Hallelujah.
All we are able to ask or think.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we're able to reach the face of God. God has put us all over the world. Hallelujah. He said, greater works than we do. Okay, he might have been able to be in one place at one time. But look at the Holy Spirit that he has put in
Hallelujah.
Us. The Holy Spirit that he has placed in all of us, and we are able to be in multiple, many, many millions of places doing the same work that Jesus was able to do as he walked the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So look for lives you can touch.
Good.
Look for people you can touch.
Be
look for homes that you can
be
bless.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You be the blessing. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Where Jesus was that he walked the earth.
Hallelujah.
And now we're the ones walking the earth, and now
Hallelujah.
We're the ones being a blessing.
Yeah.
Please continue to keep me and our family in your prayers. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Certainly, the Lord is working, and we are asking God to continue to bring unification to the family and to continue to allow us to continue
Hallelujah.
On the legacy that my mom left.
Yes,
Hallelujah. Bring people to the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Through Christ Jesus and through his word.
Hallelujah.
Allow us, Lord God, to continue to lift you up. So that men will be drawn unto you, hallelujah, and not to us, but unto Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Bless you. Bless you. Use the instrument called a telephone
hallelujah.
More to win souls, encourage folks,
yes.
than to gossip.
Amen.
Be a tailbird, and a tattler, and all this other kind of stuff.
Thank you, Jesus.
Use it to bless somebody's home, to encourage somebody. And you shared a bunch of scriptures there. Ephesians 4:29, don't let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth,
Amen.
But that which is uplifting and beneficial. And,
and
see, folks don't know. You name the name of the Lord, and you let corrupt communication come out of your mouth, you go to Ephesians 4:30. You know what it says?
Hallelujah.
You'll grieve the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It says you grieve the Holy Spirit. So you got to watch out what you do. Because look here, you may grieve your mother or father or your brother or sister. Whatever. I'd be kind of shaky if I start grieving God. Jesus. Because personally, my arms are too short to box for God. And I don't know about you.
Right.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. But that was good word, Pastor Peaches. We thank God. For that, and I just need to ask one of the brothers that's in this house right now. I need to ask him a question.
Okay.
Yes. Who's in the house?
JC.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, bless God.
Wherever you go.
kicking it for Christ.
Y'all tell me who?
World is in the will of God. Hallelujah. Simple as that.
You know, as you know me, I don't get real deep, really. I just tell it like it is. Is that all right?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And right now, we're gonna ask Pastor Peaches a question. And, you know, I love asking her questions. Hallelujah. It's so good to ask your wife a question. Because now she's Pastor Peaches. Or Pastor Peaches, what time is it now?
Communion time.
Oh, praise God. She said communion time. And you know, that's right. It's time for the meal that heals. It's the time for the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life.
Hallelujah.
It's the time for, hallelujah, thank you
amen.
So much. It's time for us to focus in on what Jesus did.
Amen.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Amen.
He sent the Son not to condemn the world, but that the world through him should be saved. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. We thank you for it, O God. We ask that you would bless it, anointed, sanctified in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, O God. Thank you, Jesus. In 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30, the text says, examine yourselves. And we do just that. We're examining ourselves right now. And there may be somebody under the sound of my voice that don't know Jesus and the pardoning of their sins. So, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we touch that person right now. We lay our holy hands on them right now. And see, if you who I'm talking about right now, you tell Jesus, say, Jesus, Lord, forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I believe that you lived, died, and rose again, and now seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for me. And if you said that, guess what? You say, hallelujah. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You just called on his name. So again, in our text, it says examine yourselves. And we do just that again. We understand. We're fully aware. We do comprehend what your body and blood has done for us, Lord Jesus. Through your word, we understand. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1, 14, Matthew 26, 28 says, we have redemption through your blood. Through your blood, our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now in today's text, it says, Peter eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves, and for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Cleared that up, didn't we? Baruch Hashem Adonai. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are receiving the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ worthily. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Thank you, Jesus. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life with death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Hallelujah. Psalms 115, verse 16. Hallelujah. And Ephesians 2:10 says, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. More your voice, y'all. Genesis 1:26 and 27. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Glory to God. Maria Shakara de Osha. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalms 115, verse 16. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2:10. Hallelujah. We were made in your image, in the likeness of God we were created to rule, have dominion, and dominate, have sovereignty over the earth. We are your workmanship, O God.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless your name today, O God. We glorify your name, O God. We honor your name, O God. Psalms, hallelujah, 118, verse 17 says, glory to God. We will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. And everything you said, everything you spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it today. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:11. Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, which it was said. So we thank you for your word on today. We thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. On the same night. On the same night that the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My more your body. We thank you already for our healing, oh God. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the tops of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now. As I speak right now, somebody needs to be saying, thank you, Jesus,
thank you
for healing right now. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful of cancers, hallelujah. All kinds of conditions being dissolved, being healed and delivered. People being delivered right now in Jesus' name. Signs and wonders following. Miracles and healing following in Jesus' name. Your word says in Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, 2 John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for healing bread on today.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, hallelujah, he took the cup. Hallelujah. He took the cup, and when he had given thanks, we thank you again. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Glory to God. It's my new inheritance, it's my new gift I'm giving you. And I wrote it in my blood. God, in a bush. Let's drink together. Maria, the bush, I said, in a bush, you get it in a bush. No, my bush, I got it in a bush, I didn't know. Maria, the Hallelujah. We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. The DNA of Jesus Christ is flowing, is running through our veins right now. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Hallelujah, glory to God. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said. God, you said. God, you said. In Isaiah 43, verse 26, to bring you into remembrance that we may be justified. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you when I see the blood. You said this, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When I see the blood, I will pass over you when I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes, our faux-pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, in the spirit of Mother Faithful Marie Johnson, we come against every foul spirit, hallelujah, every curse against us and our families, every spell, every hex, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, glory to God. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name against every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire. In Jesus' name. Somebody ought to see it out of their faith. Dissolving conflicts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Goals between family members have been spanned right now. In Jesus' name. Every curse that somebody's faced against the family is dissolved right now. In Jesus' name. Burned up with the fire of heaven. Somebody ought to be saying thank you, Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, makes to no effect, brings to nil every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Then to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. singing glory to his name, precious name, hallelujah. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name, hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah. Oh, we praise his name today, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for our family daily confession. Yes. According to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, hallelujah, 2 Kings, Jesus. The first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name. Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective and not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts of ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
Say amen, somebody else. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, this is a great day. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we're going to have a time today. Glory to God. We're going to have what they call a tag team match. Do y'all remember Gorgeous George and Bruno San Martino and all those other guys in the wrestling? They used to have what they call a tag team match. You know, one would go in, hallelujah, he would do his thing, and then when he got tired or needed a little relaxation, he would hit the hand of one of the other guys, and they come in and take his place for a little while. And then when he got tired, he hit the hand, and they come back in. That's called a tag team match. Y'all know what I mean? Well, today, we got a blessed occasion for you, because we got one of the greatest women in the entire world with us today. We got an anointed guardian of the altar, a warrior of the word, a mighty thinker in Jesus' name. None other than Pastor Willie Mae. Glory to God. Johnson Peaches Bird. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
hallelujah. Glory to God. She's here with us. And we're going to flow. And I think Pastor Peaches, what time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor
Bird. She's a poet also, and she may not have known it. Hallelujah. Time for the word. Father God, we receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. We thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, we don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but we seize it with every ounce of strength we have. Father God, we ask that you would touch our lips of clay, that you allow us to speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness, that you will have signs and wonders and miracles following the word that shall come forth today in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for spiritual authority to bind the enemy, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke your satanic cohort, we curse you from the root, command you be bound in Jesus' name. You're under our feet. That's it. We evict you in Jesus' name. Get out. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the seed that's sown today, that it will bring forth 30, 60, 100-fold. Glory to God. Even a 1,000-fold increase of blessing in Jesus' name. But we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. And we give you all the honor. In Jesus' name. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let us say amen again.
Amen.
Oh, act like you know it. Say amen one more time.
Amen.
Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you.
bless God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, what I'm going to do, first of all, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Oh, I feel my help coming right now. In fact, here she comes. Hallelujah. I'm going to get Pastor Peaches to read the scriptures on today.
John 3, verses 16 and 17. Mark 12, verses 30 and 31. 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 13. Romans chapter 13, verse 8. Again, that was John, St. John 3, verses 16 and 17. That was St. Mark 12, verses 30 and 31. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. And chapter 13.
The devil is alive. Hallelujah. We told the devil to get out now. He's trying to mess with the music. I didn't want that music going on while Pastor Peaches was up. But the devil's alive. I told you. We evicted you. That's it, devil. All right, go ahead, Pastor Peaches. Please read those scriptures again because somebody missed it.
St. John 3, verses 16 and 17. St. Mark 12. Verses 30 and 31, 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 13, and Romans 13, verse 8.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Also, I want to add a couple of scriptures. Well, you say he gave us enough. Well, just a little bit. Ephesians chapter, I think it's chapter 5, and verse 25 through 33. I hope that's it.
Yes, that's the last
33. Yes. Might be 24 to 33. I don't know. But anyway, be in the ballpark.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The title of today's message is Love Finds a Way. Hallelujah. The title of today's message is Love Finds a Way. I didn't even hear one amen. I said, Love Finds a Way.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. See, y'all need to understand that's the number one ingredient in everything that God wants to do with us at this dispensation is love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Love finds a way. Praise the Lord, somebody.
Jesus is Lord.
Pastor Peaches, she did it again.
Yeah. Oh.
Hallelujah. And y'all wonder what's going on out there. See, a lot of people will tell you, oh, praise the Lord. See, they're saying it from their head, not from their heart.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Because, see, everybody don't, their Lord ain't Jesus Christ. Their Lord is the devil. Their Lord is Hare Krishna. Their Lord is, Muhammad or Buddha or Tao or Confucius. Hallelujah. But see, up in this camp, when somebody says, praise the Lord, somebody else is going to say, Jesus is Lord. That's what she did. Hallelujah, because Jesus is Lord. Ain't no other name under heaven where I men shall be saved other than the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Again, love makes a way.
Hallelujah, yes.
The first scripture is John 3:16, is that right?
Amen.
Yes.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And God did not send his son to condemn the world, but that through him the world
might be
saved. Hallelujah. Yeah. Tomorrow, glory to God. Tomorrow is St. Valentine's Day. And, you know, that's when everybody, they buy the flowers and the roses and you know, the candy and take out the wife or what, to the dinner or whatever, do something special. But see, y'all don't really understand St. Valentine's Day, where it came from. February 14th, 269 A.D., or as they say now, 269 C.E., which means Common Era. They replaced the A.D. with C.E. and B.C. with B.C.E. before Common Era. But anyway, St. Valentine was a Christian. He loved marrying people. He gave, you know, the right, you know, Christian light. You know, he married Christians. He married them, you know, he performed those ceremonies. Claudius II, who was emperor of Rome, decreed, don't you marry nobody else in a Christian marriage. Nuh-uh, don't do that. Don't do that. He kept doing it anyway. And on February 14, 269, Claudius heard from St. Valentine. St. Valentine tried to convert Claudius. And Claudius said, I had enough. I told you don't even try to win people over to Christ. Because, see, I am number one. Not your God, not your Christ. I am number one. Claudius had St. Valentine beaten up and beheaded on February 14th, 269. But through the years, the story about St. Valentine continued to be told that he brought people together to, number one, be Christians, and number two, to get married. Not to shack up. Oh, excuse me, I done messed up already. Because some folks, deacons in the church, shack it up with folks. Oh, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. People supposedly call themselves Christians, and they shack it up. But see, St. Valentine's Day should be a time for you to understand the Christian roots of that day. A man named Valentine lost his life. And I think one of the reasons, too, is that St. Valentine sent a letter before he was executed to Claudius' daughter, and encouraging, no doubt encouraging her to become a Christian, and it said, from Valentine. And that's where the cards came about, you know, from Valentine, be my Valentine. You better be careful what you're saying there, because Valentine was beheaded. If you got that kind of love, better have love, have no man to give up his life for somebody else, okay?
Oh,
be my Valentine. Let somebody cut off your head because you want me to be a Christian. You better watch out. But anyway, nowadays, oh, I love history. Y'all got, excuse me, I just love history. We got to understand that nowadays it means the people that you love. people that you care about, you want to let them know that. Now, be honest with you, you'll let them know that every day.
Amen.
That's why I used to tell folks, to tell at least one person a day that God loves them and you love them too.
Amen.
The Bible says, you all know man but to
love them.
And see, y'all got to show that not just once a year, my goodness, every year. And you dudes out there, the image that you with your girlfriend until Christmas, before Christmas, you break up.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get back to her until March. Why? Because you got Christmas and you got Valentine's Day. Because you want to play the field. You some crooked folk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's time for you to understand that, number one, the best thing you could ever do for your girlfriend or for your wife is to meet Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And be willing to stand up for Christ no matter what.
Amen.
Because Valentine lost his head because he stood up for Christ.
Wow.
Are you willing to do that? He said, let me think about it. Okay, that's okay. Let me think about that. But I want you to take the time to really focus in and understand that love is more than a four-letter word.
Amen.
Yes.
Push your card a little more.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Love finds a way.
Yes.
You know, I have a problem with my wife. She doesn't understand me. But love finds
love
a way.
Mm. Amen. Yes.
My boss on the job, he just busts me all the time. He beat me like a bully. I know. But love finds a way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen. You got to not look for, what's that, Romans 12:19, the Bible says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I shall repay.
Amen.
Not Earl shall repay.
Amen. Amen.
I got to get them back. They got me. Not Medea shall repay.
Amen.
Hallelujah, glory to God. They got me, so I'm going to get them. No.
Amen.
The Bible says, 2 Thessalonians 1:6, God is righteous to recompense tribulation to those who trouble you. In other words, God said, I got this.
Amen.
He don't try to warn folks. In 1 Chronicles 16:22 and Psalms 105:15. Hey, glory to God. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. So don't try to, get back.
Amen.
At others.
Amen.
The sad part about sometimes you do that to your loved ones in your house. Because love gonna find a way.
Amen.
Love finds a way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to play a song real quick for y'all. Because my face, this is really to husbands and wives and then to those who will think about getting married one day. This, I have a beautiful song.
Hallelujah.
Here it is.
You know, today is kind of sad, but there's actually a lot of people in the world that don't really know what true love is. Too many of us confuse love with physical attraction, infatuation, lust. Other people think love is conditional. I love you if you love me, or I love you if you love me. But love is kind and long-suffering. Love is dedication.
I love dedication. I see you on high.
So, well,
my wife don't treat me like a king. Well, do you treat her like a queen?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Because what you give her, she's going to get back.
Amen.
But guess what? You're going to get it back multiplied. Because she's a multiplier. You give her two bags of groceries, she's going to give you a fantastic meal. You give her a seed, she's going to give you a baby. Come on now. Hallelujah. Well, garden outside, something. She's going to give you something. You give her a heck. You know what she's going to give you? H-E double hockey stick. You will get what you give her. You get it back, but multiply.
Amen. See, this single young lady.
Go ahead.
Someone and anyone, not just the ladies, for them gentlemen too, that's desiring a companion. That is a God-given desire in your heart. God doesn't look unfavorably to you because you don't desire. If you don't desire companion, because sometimes you need to, if you have not seen that, a lot of times you don't desire that because sometimes you may not believe that is even out there. But if you do, I want to share with you what I did, and I prayed the word of God. And I prayed, Lord, I want a husband that loves you like Christ loved the church and is willing to give his life for the church. Hallelujah. You can pray the word of God. And I made out a list to the Lord. And I told God, the word of God says, when you're in the word and the word of God is in you, you can pray what you want. And God, let you know, God will give you what you desire. Hallelujah. Be in the word of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Search the word of God. Look and see what the word of God says about a man of God. Hallelujah. And pray the word. When you desire a house, you pray the word of God. When you desire healing for your body, you pray the word of God.
Hallelujah.
When you're praying for somebody else for healing, you're praying the word of God. Because, you know, God will perform his word. And he says, bring me in remembrance.
Mm.
Hallelujah. So follow the word of God. He's
yes.
already given us the recipe for life, what we want. Hallelujah. So why not follow the word of God when we desire a companion? God knows that sometimes we may say, well, and we hear so many people in the world say, oh, there are no good men out there. They're either gay or they're in jail. I've heard it plenty of times. If that's your thought, okay, then your men are in jail and your men are gay, so therefore don't look for one. But don't you know God has plenty of people that has never even bowed their knee to an idol God. He has people that has not even heard the word of God yet. Don't you know, if you desire, God has someone for you. God can bring somebody out of jail. God can return to from homosexuality. Fill them with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Yes, God can.
And put them on straight street.
Yes.
Fill them with the Holy Ghost. I'm serious. Clean him up with the word and present him to you. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we must watch the words that come out of our mouth.
Life and death is in the power
Hallelujah.
Of the tongue.
And you can have what you say.
Yes.
So therefore, we must speak words of life. We must speak words of life to every situation we have. Leave the cliches that the world has picked up and that the world used. Leave those cliches alone.
That's right.
If it's not in the word of God, don't repeat it. So many cliches we think are in the word. Like, oh, God will help those that help themselves. Oh, if you make one step, he'll make two. Oh, if it's not one thing, it's something else. When I hear people say that, oh, I cringe. Sometimes they say, oh, if it ain't one thing, it's something else. So I say, oh, my God. Oh, they'll say, well, what's going to happen next? I was like, ooh, don't say that. We must quote the word of God because we can have what we say. If you have a dog and his name is Rover, and you say, oh, Rover, isn't Rover going to come?
Yes.
If you speak the negative, what do you think the negative going to do?
Come to
you. The negative going to come.
You go ahead.
Hallelujah. I think sometimes when then I heard people say, oh, my knees is killing me. All these things are like, oh, my God. And don't you know what? Your knees just may kill you. They ain't going to stop hurting you. Say that.
Mm-mm-mm.
My daughter said, oh, wow, Mama, did you hear my knees pop? Oh, my knees is killing me. Oh, my gosh. You know, if you just don't want to hear people say that. Hallelujah. And sometimes when people say, you know, when they look, them little colorful words slip from their mouth, even these sometimes safe ones, the little colorful words, but don't you know, it's just as easy to say Jesus.
That's right.
Then to say the little colorful words.
That's right.
When you're standing up and you got to say, instead of saying, oh, my gosh, that's, oh, what? Say, oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, I thank you for my healing.
Jesus,
thank you, Lord, for my healing.
Hallelujah.
And another thing just came to my mind. I had a sister to tell me that when she would go to sleep at night, she would have these erotic dreams. And I shared with her about putting on her armor before she would go to bed.
Yes.
And you know what? She said it worked.
Hallelujah.
She said the dream stopped.
Hallelujah.
Put on the armor. And we just praise God for God's armor. God has given us weapons to fight with. He has given us the word of God to stand on. He has given us the weapons that we need. Hallelujah. For every situation that we come upon when we desire a companion, that those desires are from the Lord. That's how God made us.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. When you share with another saint of God, oh, I want a husband, don't allow them to say, oh, girl, you're a freak. Oh, no. God is able to bless you with their husband. So I don't know the freaking things you want to do. God give you somebody to do those freaking things with.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The children need to know, hey, when I grow up, I can desire somebody. God give me somebody.
Yeah,
and you know what?
Well.
And then when you get married, hallelujah, that's your license to be the freak.
Hallelujah. Put down the remote and listen to your wife.
Turn off the TV.
Because she could say, There's a man behind you, honey, with a gun getting ready to shoot you, but you don't know what, because you ain't listening. You better pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
I know some folks said they were so poor they couldn't even pay attention. You better pay attention to your wife, or you don't pay attention to nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
You better pay attention to your wife. Wives, listen to your, pay attention to your husband.
Yes.
Hallelujah. There's another scripture. Where's that other scripture?
1 Corinthians 13.
Oh, that's the love scripture.
Yeah.
We're not going to go through that because I don't think we have enough time to go through that. But y'all know what it is. That's what love is. And it starts at home.
Amen.
The another scripture I gave you was, what's that, Ephesians 5?
25.
Okay. Now, Pastor Peter, what's that?
Ephesians 5:25.
Read that a little bit.
Ephesians 5:25 was
25:33. Okay.
Husband's love.
All right. And this is important, husbands. Mm-hmm. You cannot expect to be treated like a king if you treat your wife like a waitress at a diner.
Amen.
Mm. Or like a maid in a hotel. Come on, can you hear me now?
I hear you.
You cannot expect to be treated like a king if you treat her like she's one of the children. Because you're not a husband. You're a bully.
Yeah.
Mm. I say you're a bully. And you know what God does with bullies?
Mm.
God will get a child with a slingshot and a rock. And hit you in the forehead, and then have that child cut your head off.
Mm-hmm.
You better be careful. The Bible says to love your wife like Christ loved the church and gave himself for the church.
Amen.
And the scripture says, the wives subject to your husband.
Amen.
That doesn't make, people think that means the man, he's going to rule his wife. He's going to drive her. That's not what I mean. I mean, the subject of the sentence is whatever. This is the subject of your life with your husband. It is to be that glove that, you know, help me. The subject of a man's life in that home is to be able to wash his wife with the word.
Hallelujah.
To love her like Christ loved the church.
You.
Now, you men are looking for a wife. You find a woman, and the test is if you're willing to lose your head over her.
Hallelujah.
And if you say you don't, would you give your life for her? That's what I'm trying to say.
Praise God.
He said, no, I didn't give my life for that. But that woman, she's not crazy. Oh, my goodness, my goodness.
Oh.
No, I don't want to. No, you know, then that's not the one.
Hallelujah.
You know, one person wrote a list of 10 things that he wanted to see in his wife. And you know what? Those things were matched. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And so he knew what he was looking for. The Bible says, he that finds a wife finds a good thing. It's not catch as can. It's you know what you're looking for. Boy.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's time for you to understand something, too. I don't know what kind of time we got left. What time?
Hallelujah.
Lord. Oh, my goodness. We got to complete this on Wednesday.
Hallelujah.
Love finds a way. Glory to God. Because we're going to go through the love chapter.
Thank you.
But y'all got to understand that you got to show love.
Amen.
Don't tell me you love me. Show me you love
Amen.
Me.
Amen. Amen. It's an action word.
It's an action word. Love is only a four-letter word until you put it into action.
Amen.
You put wheels on your love.
Amen.
You put some feet to your love.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And don't just love your wife on payday. Wives, don't just love your husband on payday. Don't just treat him like a king, you know, the day before payday. Treat him like a king every day.
Every day.
Husband, treat your wife like a queen every day.
Amen.
Like Christ loved the church. And he gave himself
yes.
for the church. That's for you.
Yes.
And y'all getting ready to get married, and you think about, you just ask yourself this question. Would I give my life for this woman? And the answer is no. You better postpone your marriage.
Pump your brakes.
Pump the brakes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because unless you're willing to give your life
Hallelujah.
For that mate,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You may be barking up the wrong tree.
Yeah.
Woo, woo, woo. Yeah, barking up the wrong tree. Oh, go to the next one. Okay. Woo, woo. Jesus, I'm going to leave that alone because that's trying to take me somewhere I don't want to go. But anyway, stop, leave those trees and buy Ivins alone. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm going to try to, Lord Jesus Christ.
Finish this on Wednesday.
Yeah, we got to finish this on Wednesday.
Amen.
Hallelujah, the tag team match is going to be on Wednesday. Love finds a way. You got the scriptures. Y'all can read it too. And God bless you, River. Father God, we thank you for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt. We thank you, God, for the nuggets that you presented even on today. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do, what you're doing, what you've done already. We bless your name and every family that heard the word today. We thank you, God. We praise your name in Jesus' name. Pastor Peter.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you'd like to drop us a line of communication, please address your envelope, RYMM, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Thank you for joining us on today, and please join us again Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock. And don't forget the second Friday night of the month is Women and Men's Fellowship, and we appreciate you joining in with us and keep us in your prayers. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus was born.
When Jesus was born.
When
he
was
born.
When Jesus was
born.
When
Jesus
was born.
Oh, happy day.
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 Happy
Valentine's Day to everybody.
Thank you.
Jesus.